Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. U.S. Ambassador Sergio Gore hails steps taken by Center and Jammu and Kashmir governments to improve security in the Union Territory. Iran warns Gulf nations against facilitating U.S. military operations. Colombia earthquake death toll rises over 300. India beat Pakistan 5-3 to qualify for second round of men's FIH Hockey World Cup in the Netherlands. And in men's cricket, India seal a commanding 165-run win over host Sri Lanka in Gal Test. Manav Sathar claims maiden 10-wicket haul. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore today described the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir as an important part of India and said the governments at the center and in the region have taken significant steps to improve the security in the Union Territory. The U.S. envoy was talking to media after holding a meeting with Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah at his residence in Srinagar.
This is an important part of India, and so I'm here visiting for the first time. It is an incredibly beautiful place. We just had a very good meeting, and we have some follow-ups that we hope to take back to Washington, back to Delhi, and we look forward to building this relationship forward. New Delhi, the Chief Minister here, we believe have made some incredible steps to keeping this area safer and making it more safe. And so we will be looking at if the travel warning is recommended by the United States should be downgraded.
Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the meeting focused on India-US relations and areas where the United States can engage with Jammu and Kashmir. He said the emphasis was on positive engagement and future collaboration. Iran's Armed Forces Chief of Staff, Major General Ali Abdullahi, has warned countries along the southern shores of the Persian Gulf against assisting or facilitating U.S. military forces, saying Tehran is closely monitoring activity at regional military bases. Mr. Abdullahi said the presence and deployment of U.S. military aircraft at these bases could not take place without the knowledge of the host countries. Meanwhile, conflicting statements from Washington and Tehran over efforts to revive negotiations have added uncertainty to diplomatic efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump said no talks with Iran were underway or scheduled, while the Pentagon is evaluating its military footprint in West Asia with a view to reducing its presence. Global crude oil prices rose to a three-week high today as tensions in West Asia intensified. Brent crude was trading 0.5% up at $91.49 per barrel in intraday trade. West Texas Intermediate crude was trading 0.7% up at $85.50 per barrel when reports last came in. U.S. President Donald Trump has delayed the planned 50% tariffs on Canadian imports worth $20 billion. The announcement came after the two countries reached a last-minute deal less than 2 hours before the sanctions were to go into effect. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that the implementation of the tariffs has been postponed till this Friday. In a letter posted on social media, Mr. Carney said, "Over the last number of weeks, Canada has engaged in intensive discussions with the United States to address outstanding trade issues and deliver greater certainty and real benefits for Canadians." Pakistan's Law Minister Azam Nazir Tarar today said that the government would seek a review of the Supreme Court's order directing the transfer of former Prime Minister Imran Khan to a hospital for a comprehensive medical examination. A report.
The statement came after Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered authorities to transfer jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to Islamabad's Shifa International Hospital for a comprehensive medical examination within the next few days. The court said the order was being issued in view of Imran Khan's health and constitutional guarantee of the right to life and access to medical facilities. Earlier, Pakistan's Tehreek-e-Insaf party accused the government of denying the former Prime Minister his legal and constitutional rights and alleged that he was not receiving adequate medical care. Last month, UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, Alice Jill Edwards, expressed concern over reports of Imran Khan's detention conditions and his not getting access to proper medical care. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned Britain over its military support for Ukraine, saying British missile forces' direct involvement in strikes against Russian territory would be seen as participation in the war. His remarks came after British-made drones were reportedly used in long-range attacks against targets inside Russia for the first time. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Andy Burnham said Britain would stand firmly behind Ukraine and support Kyiv in its fight against Russia. Moscow had previously accused Britain of being involved in attacks on Russian territory, warning that Britain's role would be taken into account when determining Russia's response. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Colombia, the death toll from the powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake has risen to 312, with 4,611 people injured and 290 still reported missing. The National Unit for Disaster Risk Management said around 277 buildings have collapsed, while nearly 30,000 homes have been damaged. National and international search and rescue teams remain engaged in operations to locate people still trapped or missing beneath the rubble. Meanwhile, Colombia's foreign ministry said more than 220 tons of humanitarian aid had arrived in the country, along with 144 international specialists assisting emergency response operations. India has also extended support to Colombia, sending an initial tranche of 20 metric tons of relief supplies last week to aid recovery efforts. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar expressed India's solidarity with the people of Colombia during the crisis. The earthquake struck western Colombia last week, with its epicenter located near San Jose del Palmar at a depth of approximately 96 kilometers. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has expressed support for the International Criminal Court ICC following US sanctions against two of its officials. The move follows US Secretary of State Marco Rubio's announcement of sanctions yesterday against ICC President Judge Tomoko Akani and senior trial lawyer Abdoulaye Sy. Rubio accused the court of being corrupt and politicized and of exceeding its mandate. Both officials were involved in investigations into alleged war crimes committed by Israel during the Gaza conflict. In hockey, India registered a comprehensive 5-3 victory over arch-rivals Pakistan in the final Pool D encounter of Men's FIH World Cup at Amstelveen in the Netherlands today to qualify for the second round. For India, Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals, Hardik Singh also netted twice, while Abhishek scored 1 goal. The defeat ended Pakistan's campaign in the group stage. With India, England have also advanced to the next round from Group D. India registered a commanding 165-run victory over hosts Sri Lanka in the first test in Galle today to take a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. Sri Lanka, chasing 372 for victory, were bowled out for 206 during the post-lunch session on the fifth and final day. Indian left-arm spinner Manav Sutar was the architect of India's victory, taking 6 wickets in the second innings to finish with a maiden 10-wicket match haul in only his second test. The 24-year-old also became the youngest Indian spinner to take 10 wickets in an overseas test. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US Ambassador Sergio Gore hails steps taken by Center and Jammu and Kashmir governments to improve security in the Union Territory. Iran warns Gulf nations against facilitating US military operations. Colombia earthquake death toll rises over 300. India beat Pakistan 5-3 to qualify for second round of Men's FIH Hockey World Cup in the Netherlands. And in men's cricket, India seal a commanding 165-run win over hosts Sri Lanka in Galle Test. Manav Sutar claims maiden 10-wicket haul. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.